Our In Focus segment turns today to the topic of SIU Carbondale. The Interim Chancellor, Brad Caldwell, in studio. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
We talk a lot about the budget. I do need to mention, of course, that yesterday the Illinois Senate concurred with the House. They passed a bill that went on to Governor Bruce Rauner for some stopgap spending. But just to let people know, none of that spending will affect higher education in any way, shape, or form.
That's correct. Unfortunately, not a penny.
So Southern Illinois University continues to wait for any amount of state funding. That includes those MAP grants. It includes general state funding and other grants and programs that are going on that way. And of course, we'll keep people updated as best we can. I wanted to talk about another funding source for the university, and that's tuition and fees. Every year, the university goes to the board, and the leaders say this is what we hope to ask for in the coming year. And that usually happens early in the spring, March, yes. Around that time. Yes. It's happening this month, yes. This year. Is there a reason that it's earlier?
Yes. Interim Chancellor Hansen from the Edwardsville campus and I approached Dr. Dunn and asked if we could move things forward. And doing so only helps the university, it helps the students. First of all, it helps us plan. So we know exactly, as we look to the next fiscal year when monies are going to be tight, we need some certainty somewhere. So if we can get it at least on tuition dollars, that will help us plan. But more importantly, it helps the students. If we wait to the typical spring cycle of setting tuition fees, it could be as late as April, May. And for students to know how much it's going to cost them to come this August, and then it impacts our financial aid packages that we put together, because we can only put estimates out. If we do it now, and tomorrow we'll have a first reading at the work session tomorrow, and it'll just be an opportunity to explore options. And but we think it's important because then we can get the message out to students and they can, with some certainty, know exactly what it's going to cost to be a Saluki in the fall.
Sure. So the board will get its first look at proposed tuition and fees at a work session tomorrow. As you said, it's just a first reading. No action this month. A lot of schools are talking. I've heard leaders at the University of Illinois talking about a flat tuition rate for next year. Other schools are still kind of waiting. I know that a lot of people wait to see what the U of I is going to do before they make their decision. Any hints as to how this campus might go forward on what money is needed?
Well, I'm not going to give any hints, but I'll make you stay tuned. But one thing that you can count on is the fact that we are paying close attention to fees. We do have some fees that are a little higher than I personally would like to see. And so we certainly want to, in our proposal tomorrow, take a good hard look at the fees, not discounting tuition, obviously, it's very important, but there's also a fees component, and we want to be always upfront with our students and always be sure that we're giving them their best value. So I want to be prepared tomorrow to really take a hard look with the board at the fees.
Sure. I know that's something Board of Trustees members have been very focused on the last several years as well. We'll bring people the updates to tomorrow's work session and then the full board meeting on Thursday throughout the week.
And Jennifer, and I think it is important to remember that whatever we propose tomorrow as far as tuition, it won't impact our current students. This is only incoming freshmen, and then it obviously gets locked in, as you know. So nothing that happens tomorrow other than the fees discussion will be impacting our current students.
That's just one of the things that affects that amount of money coming in. The other thing that affects that is enrollment, the number of students that will actually be paying those tuition and fees. I wonder if you can tell us at all how things are looking at mid-year. How does next spring or even next fall look?
Well, our primary target, obviously, is fall. We will do, obviously, our best to service any new freshmen or any new transfer students who will come in the spring semester, but they're not many, comparatively speaking. But for the fall 16 semester, we're hoping to come in, because the number of high school freshmen, obviously, are in decline. And unfortunately, until we get this budget situation worked out, we have some students throughout the state who are concerned about whether they should commit to an Illinois institution. So any fallout from the budget, it's not a Carbondale crisis. It's a state of Illinois, all public university in Illinois crisis. And I'm afraid that could end up taking a toll on enrollment if we can't get a budget and reassure students and parents that, all will be well.
Sure. Another thing that I know that you're working on, and we should let people know if they're not familiar with you yet, this is your third month in office.
Tomorrow will be day 70.
So a lot of people are saying, well, you know, what are your goals? What's your plan? How soon do you expect to have kind of that framework or that master plan that you'd like people to know about what you hope from the university?
Sure. Well, Jennifer, I had a plan coming into this position that probably the first 90 to 100 days really needed to be a listening campaign. Even though I spent 14 years here previously, things, you know, have changed, obviously, in some ways. And for me to recommend vision, goals, directions, I have to be current on what's happening. So I need to do some listening. So that was really the plan as far as talking with deans, vice chancellors, different constituencies, students, obviously, and the staff members. And once we do this, so I'm going to come back after break, basically, and by break, holiday break, and lay out a plan for what I've heard so far, from what the people want to see from this campus, where we want to go, who do we want to be, that kind of thing, and really be very clear in laying it out, and then make a strong communicative pitch to the entire campus, including the community at large, just to let them know where we're going, and hopefully they buy into it, feel good about where we're going as a university.
That's a teaser. Hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that when you're in January, of course, and throughout the spring semester.
Well, I can tell you one thing, you know, we'll talk about is probably the two things we've talked about already is going to be obviously what we're going to do with enrollment to make us a richer, more vibrant institution, and who we are, who do we want to be, what's the type of profile of student that we're looking for. So that's obviously going to be very important, as well as our work with alumni, donors, and how to engage them back in the campus.
All right, Dr. Brad Caldwell, thanks so much.
Thank you.